You were
sinking really quick.
He said it was okay already.
I'm sinking really quick.
So he's got a presence, huh?
Extreme.
Yeah, he does. He's steady.
Very bright.
Good afternoon. We call this meeting of the Public Works, Parks, Labor, and Transportation Committee to order. And this is a committee that's like slightly modified
PPLM?
From the last term.
Yeah. PPLM for short.
Yeah. Okay.
Well, the thing is, the when you created the committee, it was Public Works, Transportation, Labor, and Parks. Just a little park section.
That's right.
So if you want to be consistent, you want to put parks at the end, and at least people will remember it.
Very good memory.
Yeah.
You speak for yourself. We wanted parks in there. Now we feel like, you know.
This is an indication how parks has moved up here. Over here.
And how transportation is at the end.
To the expense of transportation. All right.
Nobody wants buses in their community.
Let's see. We have a committee comprised of myself, Jose Alvarado, Gordon Burroughs, Judy Myers, Vito Pinto, Marty Rogowski, Alfreda Williams. The committee coordinator designated for this committee is Susan Kirkpatrick. And we have with us here, for the record, we have legislator Bill Burton. And what I want to do, as this is our first meeting, we have some organizational items that we need to attend to, namely setting a quorum to call the committee to order to discuss business. Then we have the question of what will constitute a quorum for the purpose of actually taking action, namely referring items from this committee typically to the full board for action. And then I'd like to talk to everyone about the business that's likely to come before the committee and what would be typical in our routine of meeting with other committees, namely budget. So I want to take that into consideration as we look for a convenient meeting time. And then finally, we'll talk about the last calendar of items, last agenda list of this committee for purposes of holdover. So if we could go immediately to the first item, setting a quorum to call this committee to order, Mr. Pinto?
I'd say three, since there's seven, plus the chair always sits ad hoc or whatever. So I'd say three at least to call the committee meeting to order, and then four for action, which would be four out of seven.
All right, so we have a motion on the floor for three members of this committee to be able to open up for discussion of business, and four members of the committee for purposes of taking votes and referring items to the full board.
Okay, is that a motion you made? I'll second.
I did, yes.
A motion and a second, all right. On the question, any discussion?
Sounds good.
Is this fine? Okay. All right, then all in favor of the motion as laid out by Mr. Pinto, three members of Public Works, Parks, Labor, and Transportation to open the meeting, discuss business, four members required for purposes of taking votes.
Aye.
In favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Okay, so we have our quorum set for those two items. Setting a meeting time, the subject matter that will get referred to this committee, many, many items are typically taken up by budget because of the fiscal impact of proposals, and so we have a long history of having these committees, whether they're separate or combined, meeting with budget. And budget is meeting, Mr. Alvarado, what
10 a.m. on Mondays.
10 a.m. on Mondays. So I would expect that there would be frequent meetings of this committee called throughout the session to meet with budget. It happens to be, it's one of the earlier meetings of the day, which is good. It's not in the middle of the day. The other, so we know that's in front of us. The other thing I want to mention to you is many committees have already grabbed committee time, and I'm not overly concerned about that, but what I do want to hear from you is when people think it would be convenient for this committee to meet so they could be in attendance, and when it certainly would not be convenient.
Has this slot been taken? Has the 3 o'clock slot?
I was going to say, Mr. Chairman, if we could do it 3 or 4 o'clock, 4 o'clock on Monday would be ideal for me. I think we already have legislation, at 10 o'clock.
No,
9 or 10.
No, that today was special because budget.
But Monday is what time?
Budget will be at 10. John and
budget
I have told
at 10 in the morning.
Legislation is looking at 1:30. Legislation is looking at 3:30. It's looking at 3:30. Energy and environment is 1:30. John was thinking 1:30, and now he's going to do 3:30.
Then 2:30, perhaps?
You may, Mr. Chairman, you probably have stuff. I'm thinking at 4 o'clock, energy, and depending on what happens to Harcum, energy environment, we may be able to go every other week. It's unclear, you know, because we don't do a lot. So I may be looking at the 1:30 slot maybe every other week, but there's a lot in this committee. I don't know.
This is a week.
This may be, you know.
But two meetings a month would be fine.
Unless you do a lot of times with the budget.
Yeah, no, we're going to do most, the one that doesn't have that heavy public work detail.
I'm trying to fit everyone's schedule,
hard for me.
Are you going to still do the lead like with Public Works, have them come in with the plans and do that first before it goes to budget?
I think what I'm going to do, it's assigned to do the fiscal and not so much of the substantive. But as it usually plays out, we get into rather substantive discussions about things.
Right.
So I think probably it might be more convenient from a scheduling standpoint to just have this committee and budget meet and have the item come in and be introduced.
Right, and then
knowing that a lot of the substantive aspects of it will be discussed. Gordon, let me just ask a question because I am concerned about your situation. The meetings of this committee early on Mondays at 10 o'clock when we meet on proposals with budget. Is that a good time slot for you, a bad one? Or?
It all depends because I'm subject to a judge's. Mm-hmm. You know, if I'm on a trial, the judge will say, I want you here, here, and here, and I say, hey, I've got something else.
Right.
The judge doesn't care.
Right. Okay.
But if I know ahead of time we're going to have meetings, when we do schedule court appearances, I tend not to do it on Mondays. It would be better if we got legislation now at 2 or 1, somebody said?
John was going between
1:30 and 3.
He's now looking at 3:30, 1:30, 3:30. He's looking more, he told me this morning, take the 3:30 slot. But that's
Because if we could do legislation at 3, then we could sort of pigeon this in at around 4. This, I don't know how long you're talking about on the meetings.
Well, how many of us are on legislation? I think almost all of us.
Mm-hmm. Well, that's my point. So this way we're already here. That's ideal.
Yeah, but you're not going to get done legislation sometimes in just an hour. That's the problem.
Yeah.
The other thing, and Jose brought this up, the fact that the committee would be meeting with budget on proposals frequently, it may not be necessary to be occupying that 4:00 or 4:30 spot every single week. It could be that earlier in the day we've already taken up business. So it could very well be that other meetings are basically at my call, and you would know that they would come in the latter part of the day on
As I say, especially if energy were to go, at least we're starting like twice a month, three times a month, there may be, we can coordinate. If you need to do something, we figure out, but that's a slot.
Doing every other week, you're anticipating here, but there's going to be some meetings that are going to be woven into the budget. I just want to be available if there's an important vote and we don't have a quorum or whatever it's going to be.
So if I'm looking at Mondays somewhere around 4 or 4:30,
that would be ideal.
Does that present a problem for
anybody else?
Caucus at 5.
Caucus at 5.
You guys got to start caucusing less, that's all.
Yeah. Every Monday, Fox.
For people who are on legislation, do we have any indication why is legislation starting on the half hour instead of 3 and then using
that's
that 3 o'clock
I would
block
prefer 3.
4 o'clock block?
Which, I mean, that's...
John had said 1:30, 3:30. He would move 3:30 back to 1:30 if he wanted. I mean, I would think that the best thing we could do would be to really start looking and negotiating when we get to caucus there. Mm-hmm. And say, you know, if we have some difficulties, can we work things out instead of the half hour, do it on the hour? And then, you know...
A 3:30 start for legislation, really, it kind of kills the 3 o'clock block, and it kills the 4 o'clock block.
Absolutely.
So maybe you guys can convince John to do a 3.
Well, that's what I said.
I think it's Jimmy on legislation. I think he's concerned about you. Will Jimmy come in from the city?
I think there's Jim.
Jim, are you on legislation?
Yes.
So 3 o'clock a bad time for you on Mondays?
Fine.
So that if we can persuade John, and then this one could be...
Yeah. All right, let me shoot for this then. I'll discuss with Mr. Nona a 3 o'clock start, and then... We can go into 4 and then use 4 as we need it. And figuring that a lot of our work will be done
at 10.
At 10. Because of the fiscal impact of these items.
Would you envision doing something like when we know something's coming up with the fiscal impact, doing all of the engineering stuff ahead of time with a subcommittee or...
Yeah, we could do it. I mean, we
and
could
then
do
coming in and at least having a heads up for budget.
Because the way it worked last year was certain things ended up being more technical and they were deferred to public works.
Right, and they're properly taken up by the committee that handles the substance of the proposal.
Yep.
Okay. All right.
So we'll look at that.
So we'll look at that. Finally, what I wanted to do, I asked Susan Kirkpatrick if she would go through, work with the committee coordinators and come up with the outstanding items that were left on calendars as we closed out the year. And we know because we ended the term, these items died in committee. And I've provided each of you with a copy so you can take a look at them. If there are items here that you're personally aware of that you know need to be reintroduced so we can continue to give consideration to them in the in this current term, then fine. Otherwise, I'm going to have to discuss with Tom Avenanti and Jim Rosano that the items be provided to the caucuses. So the caucus members can take a look at some of their material that may be on here. They can make decisions as to whether or not they're going to reintroduce. But anyway, this is the list. And basically, once again, at your leisure, I want you to take a look at these things and make some decision if you have if these are your items or you have some connection to any of them. Judgment has to be made as to whether or not to just let them remain as is or whether or not you are going to reintroduce them for board consideration in 2010.
What about those items, Mr. Chair, that came from the county executive? Does the county executive have to resubmit those?
Yeah.
Or I guess you could adopt some of them depending on what it is.
Everything that, if there was no board, if there was no committee action or board action on these in 2009, then we're going into a new term and it's required that they all be reintroduced.
Okay.
And that's a good point, too.
I know there's one that I've been following that I know that Bob Boland did put a list back together.
Well, let's look at that. That is an example. Which one is that?
412 on the very back page.
Okay.
Homestead
A and B.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Bob Boland was asked to put together, I think by George Charles, a list of all of those that were still outstanding that had been sent down by the county executive.
Okay.
He sent them back up to George Charles' office.
Mm-hmm.
And we're waiting for them to be sent back down from there. I think it's a large grouping.
You're right. They'll make a decision as to how many of these require the, you know, resubmission. A and B. That could fall into that category.
Well, I was Mr. Chairman, I was going to ask you about that one. This is a project that hopefully NYPA is going to do. And just we get paid out of savings. This we were pursuing this sort of if NYPA didn't do it, at least didn't fund it, they were involved. This was going to be, I guess, we were, you know, I think we were trying to get stimulus money, which is why, but I guess, I gather we didn't do it. I
mean, what's ADG?
It's still here. It's the digester gas. And it was going to be a good deal. Yonkers, right? I worked out with Yonkers, we were going to save money because we were saving like $700,000 a year in electric bills.
Yeah.
But I think we were pursuing this because we thought there was a chance for stimulus money. Even NYPA wouldn't have to get involved. But maybe, but obviously, we didn't do it. It's still here.
Right.
So the question, maybe the first question to pursue is there still time to try to get stimulus money? And then whether you want to work, you know, fast and or talk to NYPA to see where it is with NYPA? Because either way, for the Yonkers Sewer District, it's a good project. It's a good project.
Should we let George know then, Marty, so that he can go back and check and see if there's anything in Public Works?
Well, I think...
or DEF, actually.
Yeah, I mean, whoever... I guess the chairman can direct the staff to, you know, contact the administration, see where does the administration stand vis-a-vis, you know, projects with stimulus package. Where is that whole deadlines passed? Are there still more deadlines? But that's why this was it. This really was going to be a NYPA project, as long because of the stimulus money.
Are we sending a letter then asking George for clarification? Can we get Susan then to do something, Mr. Chair? At least on 37-4A, and then I think you're also asking about 412, right?
I think we should look at all the ones that were initiated.
412.
And let them make that.
And I've been in contact with George.
But there's probably some timing, you know, for this 374 in terms of trying to qualify. There may be some timing implications to get in.
Maybe you could put that, Susan, in the letter saying there might be timing implications and that, Marty, were you doing work with NYPA? Or?
Yeah, we had... you know, there's a $2 million a year electric bill to the Yonkers treatment plant. And this was going to save like $700,000 a year off the bill. And I worked it out. They were going to only take $600,000 a year. So, I mean, it would be immediate savings.
That was a lot of money.
Yeah, no, and then this came up, and the administration told me because they thought there might be stimulus money, that's why they've been pursuing it. Otherwise, you know, let NYPA do it. And it was pretty much all, you know, the work was all done. So, but I sort of lost track where we are with NYPA and then where we are with stimulus money. So those two.
298 we discussed in your committee today. Which one? The universal design modifications for affordable housing. You want that? I mean, that's another thing. That was Ken and Tom.
I'm
going
to try to bring that up in probably mid or late February.
Do you need to bring it back off of this list?
I don't know. I don't know, Mr. Chairman, what do you... Would you pass that to me for
housing stuff has been taken out. Jurisdiction's been taken out of this.
Yeah, community. housing and planning are their own separate committee.
Yeah, so that's what I've done.
I think we'll strike that.
So all the housing related issues.
So here's number 230 with all this housing. So 230 and 231.
So 298 then going to look to ask you to take over and go and
298 is the design.
At the University of Design.
Several housing.
Right, Land Trust.
Fair housing, source of income.
And what was the other one?
Mr. Chairman, could just direct the staff
Avenue
to just,
Q.
They'll just delete all the housing-related stuff. Just take off
Parcel Q.
Property value.
But let's understand what we have here, though. We have an agenda, a list of agenda items right now that consists of nothing.
Yeah.
There are no referrals to us yet.
Right.
So this is just given to you as a to refresh your memory as to what was being looked at as the year closed out. For example, 298 coming from Ken Jenkins. This item, if Ken or some other member of the board decides to reintroduce. This piece of correspondence, and that's basically what you notice what that is. If that is reintroduced, resubmitted, then that'll go to
Housing and Planning.
The Housing and Planning Committee. The letter that we can write to the administration can cover the six or eight items on here that originated in the
And I think the letter basically is drawing their attention to the fact that these items were submitted by the prior administration.
But I think, Mr. Chairman, that NYPA project is a real, you know, it's a real project as opposed to some ideas.
Some of the
that's
ideas.
Yeah,
that's
what I'm saying. But what I'm saying is, here's the point. I mean, someone's got to reintroduce it. And so we can remind them of how far that had gotten, you know, and still, in the end, if it's going to be the county executive that continues to go down that road, then they're going to have to reintroduce it down here.
Yep.
If they fail to act, then we have to think of ways in which we can get the topic introduced in some way. And I think that probably DEF, I don't know who would be involved with the tracking of the thing. Who typically would be involved with that?
Well, it's a DEF, Tom Laurel would
Tom
be.
Tom Laurel,
because they had a lot of talks with NYPA. I say it was pretty much going down that road. It's only because of the possibility of stimulus money.
All right, well, let me ask you a question. If they fail to act on 74 A and B.
I think Jose and I would probably be.
We need to have kind of like
Jose's
a
Jose's area, and if it's going to save money, I mean, it's coming from Yonkers. I don't mind joining Jose.
Okay. Let's bring it over. All right, we have a backup plan. Okay. All right.
You want to put our names on it?
All right, so that's the list. And then finally,
Susan, that particular one, just bring it back with both of our names. Just find the backup.
Which one?
298, was it?
274. 374. A and B.
374.
Yeah. You want to just go ahead and introduce an act of bond act?
To the proper process.
No, but okay.
Mr. Chairman, on that point, because there's a lot of bonds. I reached out to the county attorney's office just several weeks ago on bond acts particularly. Mm-hmm. Who does it? Do we need to wait for the administration to introduce it, or can we do it? I got back kind of answer today, actually, that I didn't quite understand. It made it sound like someone pursuing it, but like, if it needs a capital budget amendment,
right?
My interpretation of the response was that probably needs to come from upstairs.
Right.
But if something, I'm implying if something is already in the capital budget,
right?
Mm-hmm. But it's just sitting, you know, that potentially we here could introduce the Bond Act and pursue it without waiting for NYPA. But that needs to be,
Who would we get that?
Well, I got an answer from Stacey, so I'm going back and say I don't quite understand your answer, but I think it's very important to understand what we can do on our own and what needs to come.
I think we as a legislative body can pass it, but it doesn't get implemented if the county executive doesn't want to do it.
Well, no, that could happen anytime, but if legally, let's say we can't do a bond act, if a bond act like taxes have to come out of the House of Representatives, either we're allowed to initiate something, whether or not it gets implemented, but can we even initiate it and pass it? It can be vetoed or not vetoed.
I thought we could. I'm like, yeah.
Well, I just wanted to find out. I don't know. And the answer came back, well, it depends on whether it's a capital budget amendment. Well, what does that mean? So does that which scenario? Maybe it has to come upstairs. Maybe you know, and which can we initiate on our own? Yeah. Let's say, for example, we decide we like to paint the Dragon Coaster. Can we initiate the Bond Act to go do that? Or does that have to come from the 9-4? But through Public Works, and this can come up 100 times. Uh-huh. And so it's just a generic question. What can we do? What do we have to...
I think over the years, the understanding has been the gap. This was a capital item. If we already took up the discussion of whether or not to put the gavel into the capital budget, and we decided to do so, and then we watched for 6 or 8 months as there was no activity with respect to the gavel and financing it over 3 or 4 years, we might decide to initiate a bond act.
Either we could do that.
The understanding has been we could then initiate the legislation.
Once we pass the capital budget.
Capital budget and money already has it in there.
Okay.
If this was never discussed and Marty decided, I think we need a gavel, And he put in first of all legislation that would provide for the bonding of this item. But then, of course, the capital budget doesn't provide for it, so what would be required would be the capital budget amendment. That's the line that you cross over, which now is like off limits for us. That's the initiative.
Okay, yeah, that's
so I think that's been the general understanding.
That's what she implied. That was the implication in her memo back to me.
Okay.
But I just think we all need to, you know, to know what we can. And then you're right, Gordon. Do they want to implement it or not do it? That's
All right. So, following that rule, if this is her response back, capital budget project SY14A Yonkers Joint Wastewater Treatment Plant.
We need to check the capital budget. It's in there.
There's probably a strong likelihood that is sitting in
probably
the capital budget.
That's its number. Yeah.
Well, no, but this was last year. Now, the 2010 capital budget was this in there. We passed the capital budget. We have to look at the budget.
Most of these things are still.
We knew at the time this was submitted. Back in September, so we knew it was under the authority of a capital budget that was in place effective January
2009.
Your point is well taken. We're now under a capital budget that's effective January 10.
I know I looked up a couple of them that I was interested in. I have one in here, number 257.
I would say presumably.
And it was there. Nothing had changed.
Yeah. Okay.
But it's just moving from column A to column B.
All right. Okay. All right. So we'll take a look at this list, and I'll work with Susan on getting a letter covering the county executive's initiatives for 09, and just as a reminder upstairs what they want to do with them. I think you're right, Jose and Gordon, that one is important. We can pay extra attention to that as things unfold.
Especially if it's going to save that kind of money.
Yeah. Right. Exactly. Okay.
Bill,
just invite me to ribbon cutting.
Should we just ask, like, you know, a lot of things from Tom are like forwarding copies of a correspondence. I don't know that we should even entertain having him bring that back up again when it's correspondence that was effective nine last year, 10 last year. You know.
Well, you know, the other thing too, which would, I know that the legislators, the Rules Committee spent a lot of time on what would have been an important change. And that was that when you look at what happens in Congress, what happens in the state legislature, what happens in other bodies, there's a lot of correspondence and newspaper articles and magazine articles that get actually entered into our system and become agenda items. They're not really proposals. No. It's just information. And one of the things that we were working on as a Rules Committee was to designate them as a different type of item, and for purposes of our tracking, wouldn't be assigned a number, wouldn't actually go on, because it didn't represent anything other than a piece of information. And so how did this stuff come to our attention? It was delivered to us. It was put into our files, part of committee discussion, and if coming out of the discussion was a request to the county attorney to draft something that, like I said, that came out of our discussion, an article. Something occurred in Nevada that caused the Nevada, city of Reno to do something different operationally. We see the article. We discuss it here. We say, well, this would really have countywide applicability. We could consider this. But it would require a change in our law. We would have the county attorney draft the change. Now, all of a sudden, with actual proposed legislation in hand, that gets put on the agenda and given a number. But somebody's newspaper article out of the Daily News would not be assigned that kind of thing. So that was the direction that the rules of this board were going in, and the draft rules still, you know, cover things in that way. So going back to the point about the different referrals of things like the, you know, New York Post newspaper article, and these are maybe important things to put in our file. They may form the basis for discussion on a topic that might have to do with a public works, parks, or transportation item, but they don't really rise to the level of proposed legislation that we're taking up. They could someday, but when we initially get them, they don't. So we're going to have to decide how we treat those things in committee as well.
you're right, some of the things that were referred to this committee early in 2009 that were never acted on by the board's committee system and are still appearing on this list, you know, we have to look at, I guess, each one of those, make some decisions whether or not we're still interested in looking at it.
So, Mr. Chairman, starting next week, week after, we will assume, well, we can't assume anything, I don't know if we're meeting with budget or meeting after. Yeah. We'll wait for your call as to...
Well, we'll have to see what items get referred to us
tonight. Yeah. There's nothing referred.
We see how important our committee is.
That's right.
Yeah. Motion to adjourn PWPLT.
We have a motion, second, and without
any other...
There's no objection. This committee is now adjourned.
It's got to be one of the shortest committee meetings I've ever had, except for Clinton's. Clinton's would start me over in 5 minutes. Forget about walking in late.
Well, I intended to do a little bit on the budget. I didn't succeed at the end. But
we had budget is a lot different.
I know.
So I was shocked with Sandy and Anya. I still, because I'm gullible, I still don't believe any of that's true. I don't think
you don't believe it's true?
No. I read the 40
interpretation of the checks. It's a good thing.